Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, already in progress.
I'll tell you one on myself that it's terrible, awesome. Most people don't believe it, but it happened. One day I had had a busy day. And you know, all of us men have those kind of days, right? And I was not very easy to get along with. The day come to the end and I went in my office, I sat down, I was tired. Cheryl walks in and said, "Honey, let's watch a movie." I said, "No, I don't feel like watching no stupid movie." "Oh, wow, you sure are nice to your wife, huh? Is that the way I'm supposed to treat my wife?"
No.
Not exactly, is
no.
it? And so you read the word too. That's not what it said, was it?
No, that's right.
So anyway, but you know, we all lose our cool once in a while. So Cheryl, as she walks out the door, these are the words she said, "Lord, please don't hurt him." You see what I mean? She's trying to be merciful and call on God, but me, I'm just a terrible guy. I just was smart. The next day, I was putting up doors over there in the barn, and a door hinge wouldn't come loose, and the door had went about halfway down and rolled down in that door, and it wound the spring. Now, you would think, as an engineer, I would know more than that. You would think. But somehow, God blinded my mind that I never even thought what would happen if I knocked that block loose and I had that angle piece of galvanized metal in my hand. And when I reached over and hit that thing with a hammer and it knocked it loose, that spring which had that thing wound went like a guillotine around in my hand 1,000 miles an hour and tore all the meat off the palm of my left hand. I mean, tore it all to pieces. I mean, tore it up. The skin from the bend where your fingers bend right here plumb to the end was bone showing. I mean, it tore them up. It tore them up. I come over and Cheryl bandaged it up for me and cleaned it up, and I went back to work and finished the doors. Sunday, a doctor that comes to church here pretty often, he was here Sunday. He said, "What'd you do to your hand?" I said, "I got it hung in an overhead door." He said, "Can I look at it?" And I said, "Yeah, come to my office, I'll let you look at it." So we went in my office and he looked at it and he said, "Wow, Thurman, you need 200 stitches in that hand. 200, at least." He said, "But knowing you, you ain't gonna have a stitch put in it at all, are you?" I said, "That's exactly right." I said, "This thing belongs to God. I messed it up. He tore it up, so he's gonna fix it." So in 3 weeks, without a scratch. Look what he did to that hand. Did he do a good job on it?
Great job. Wonderful job.
You see what kind of job he does?
Amen.
But did I have to do that? What did I need to do? I needed to be sweet to my wife. You understand?
Loving.
That's what God says, right?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? But did he do a good job fixing
Praise
it?
Praise God.
Is he merciful?
Yes.
How many of you would like to have your hand tore to pieces like that? Well, just get sharp with your wife. Just get smart with your wife.
Not me.
Not me,
Been there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. When she said, "Lord, what caused this?" He said, "He cut you, so I cut him." That's what he told Cheryl. Because you cut her, I cut him. Now then, I mean, yeah, you reap what you sow. Do you not? I mean, it's amazing. This book, when you read this book and you realize what God says and what he will do and how he judges every act of disobedience, then you wonder why we're sick and wonder why the healing ministry has such a terrible name. I'll tell you why. Because we don't believe this book. We need to read this book with a fresh set of eyes, don't we, brother? Because it means what it says and says what it means. Isn't that something? If you don't want to be sick, you got to obey God, you got to do what he says. If you are sick and you've got a problem, we need to find out what the sin is. And then you need to repent of that sin. Then you need a scripture to base your faith on, to stand on, so you can get healed. Jeremiah 1:12 says he watches over his word to perform his word. You need a scripture. You need something to base your faith on. And if you do, then you can get healed. God will heal you every time. If you know the word, somebody says, well, gee, I'm going to walk in obedience to God's word. Okay, then you've repented of your sin. Oh, yeah. So what scripture are you going to base your faith on? Wow. He said during the word that he sent his word and healed me. I said, yeah, you know where that's at? Yeah, I do. Okay, good. So when they start telling you where everything's at, I've got it. I know where that's at. I know where that's found. I have a rhema word from God. Just like George, when George learned it, all he's got to do is let his wife ask him, George, honey, pray for me. And he just lays hands on her and says, be healed, honey, in Jesus' name. Bam. Isn't that wonderful, George?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Why do these things not happen for every person in the church? Unbelief, brother, you're absolutely right. We read these things and do not believe they mean what they say. And then our wives and our children suffer. And we suffer. We will not obey God and do what he said. I mean, I've seen so many people healed in the last 30 years. I've seen so many children healed. I've seen blind eyes open standing right there. I've seen colorblind eyes healed standing right there. I've seen a 70-year-old woman standing right here that had a big tumor in her shoulder, instantly healed and arm fixing it, standing right there in 1 second. Just bam. Just like that. I've seen kids healed, numerous kids healed, all kinds of them, right here in this room. One of them back there, what was her name, Allison? Little Allison. She couldn't eat anything, hardly anything. If she'd eat anything, she'd break out, or if she'd eat any kind of milk or peanut butter or nut of any kind, I mean, her throat would swell up and she couldn't breathe. I told him, I said, y'all are under a curse from God because of something you've done wrong. And I said, more than likely the sin, I just asked him, I said, did y'all have sex before you got married? She said, we did. I said, were you Christians? We were. I said, why did you have sex before marriage? I said, did you know that was wrong? Yes. I said, so why did you do it? She said, I guess we just didn't believe there was a consequence. That's usually the way most people think. You know, I mean, God, he doesn't care if we have a little sex before we get married. Yes, he does. He said, none until you get married, period. So anyway, I showed him, I said, if you right here, you repent, then God has redeemed you from the curse. Galatians 3, 13, 14. I said, you are redeemed from the curse. If you're redeemed from the curse, then it's taken care of?
That's right.
That's right. It is taken care of. So I said, now then, all we got to do is take some of these wonderful promises, and we did a couple of them. I said, now we're going to stand on these. And now then, I said, she's healed. It's done. You can go feed her anything you want to feed her. And Mother looked at me, and she said, Pastor, it can't be that simple. I said, what's so difficult about God said it. He said, you're redeemed from the curse, and all you got to do is just believe, and it's done. Surely we got to do more than this. I said, no, he didn't make it difficult. So anyway, they couldn't believe it. Just like you said, brother, the problem was unbelief. They couldn't believe that. So that afternoon, the husband, the mother, the grandmother, everybody, they all left, and I gave them all those scriptures, and I told them, I said, now, I want y'all to quote these scriptures every day, over and over and over, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? And so I said, I want you to do this. And so they did. And by the end of the week, the grandmother said, honey, talking to her daughter, she said, Pastor Thurman's right. That's exactly what it says. We just got to believe. She said, okay, let's just take her down to Logan Steakhouse and we'll get her a bowl of peanuts and we'll just have something to eat. So grandmother says, we load up Allison and we put her in the car and we go down to Logan Steakhouse where they got peanuts and everything. And we walk through there. She's crunching on the peanut holes. I'm walking through saying, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there will be no evil will befall us. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no evil shall befall us. And they went back there and sat down and gave Allison a bucket of peanuts, and little Allison has been eating everything she wants ever since. We made a TV show with her and her mom and dad. So it's amazing. But let me show you this scripture. I never did finish this one scripture here in Romans. In this Romans, let's go back to Romans 10, 8 and 9. Isn't that awesome about how much power we got over the enemy? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in the heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. Next verse. That if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Okay, that word saved. I got the revelation years ago from the word as I was studying it, that the word saved is the word sozo. So in that chapter, Romans 10, 8 and 9, verse 9, the last word where it's translated saved, really means sozo. Now the word sozo means all those things. Saved, healed, delivered, made whole, preserved. And so if you know that, then you can read it that if I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I'm saved, or I'm healed, or I'm made whole. You see what I mean? So anyway, that night after I got a hold of that, and I read that, over and over and over, and I thought, wow, Lord, that says that if I believe with my heart, not only am I saved, I said, now I accepted you as my Savior when I was a little 11-year-old boy in Cross Plains, Texas at the First Baptist Church. But I said, that says if I can believe, I'm healed. So if I put the word healed in there, then if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart the Father raised Jesus from the dead, I am healed. Is that what it says? So all I got to do now is believe it.
That's right.
So I said, Lord, I got on my knees right there and that night in front of my computer. I said, Lord, I'm receiving you as my personal healer. And from this day forth, I'm never going to be sick again.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Punch Your Lights Out with the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.